A man named David Wright is being arraigned this afternoon in connection with what is being called an ISIS-inspired plot to behead a police officer. Yesterday, police shot and killed a knife-wielding man named Usama Rahim, who'd been under 24-hour surveillance by anti-terrorism officers. Rahim's brother is an imam who said yesterday that his brother was waiting for a bus and was shot in the back by police. But this morning, religious and community leaders were shown surveillance camera video of the shooting, and here's what Darnell Williams of the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts had to say.
What the video does reveal to us very clearly is that the individual was not on the cell phone, the individual was not shot in the back, and that the information that was reported by others that was the case is inaccurate.
Joining us now with the latest from the police headquarters in Boston is Fred Tice, reporter for Here and Now, contributor WBUR. Fred, what more have you been learning about Rahim or what happened yesterday?
Well, one thing I want to bring up, Jeremy, is that when the head of the Urban League here talks about the fact that Rahim was not shot in the back and was not on the cell phone, he is referring to comments made by the man who was apparently his brother, an imam who is now out in San Francisco, that he was on the phone to their father as he was being shot and reported that he had been shot three times in the back. What we're learning here is what we heard yesterday from the Boston police and the Suffolk County District Attorney, that in fact Rahim was shot in the front. He was shot. He received one bullet wound in the chest and one in the abdomen, Jeremy.
The question being whether he was coming at officers with a knife, a military-style knife, right?
Indeed, and the video shows, we know this from District Attorney Conley yesterday, the video shows, and I also know this from another Boston police source who saw the video, shows the law enforcement officers retreating while Rahim is advancing at them with this knife that has a 6-inch blade. It's a military type knife.
And this is somebody that the police are saying that they were watching for a while. Let's listen to the Boston Police Commissioner, William Evans, speaking yesterday.
He was someone we were watching for quite a time. You know, constant dialogue between us and the FBI. And so the level of alarm brought us to question him. I don't think anyone expected the reaction we were going to get out of him, and that's why we had the tragic turnout here.
Fred, do we know anything more about Rahim at this point?
Very little, right? I mean, we just know that he was under 24-hour surveillance, that the FBI and the Boston police moved in on him yesterday because they say they had evidence they didn't say they had evidence. They said they wanted to talk to him about what his plans were yesterday, and they wanted to talk to him about terrorism-related activities. So the assumption is they were moving in on him because they thought he was going to do something yesterday.
And what about this other man who is being arraigned today? He was arrested yesterday, David Wright. Who is he, and what do we know about his connection to any of this?
Again, we know very little about him. He lived in a city near Boston, Everett, across the Charles River from Boston. And according to the office of the U.S. Attorney here in Boston, he is connected to Rahim. His arrest was in connection to Rahim, and it was in connection to a terrorism case. But that is all we know from them so far.
And we're learning more as the police say more about what has been going on. But we're also hearing from other sources that may have some information about what's happening in Washington. The chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, Michael McCaul, has said that Rahim had been spreading ISIS propaganda online. Let's listen to him.
These cases are a reminder of the dangers posed by individuals radicalized through social media.
Has anyone else, Fred, that you've been speaking to, suggested that this was ISIS-inspired?
No, no one here at the Boston Police Department has confirmed this. We do know from NPR's Dina Temple Raston reporting that her sources were telling her that they were concerned, there was concern that Rahim was being radicalized by ISIS.
And is there any expectation that there are going to be any other arrests in this case at this point?
I'm not aware of any expectation that there will be more arrests. So, I cannot speak to.
All right, WBUR reporter Fred Tice on the unfolding situation in Boston, where one man was shot and killed by police yesterday. He'd been wielding a knife. His name, Usama Rahim. Another man being arraigned today. He was also arrested yesterday. That's David Wright. We're going to continue to follow this story. Fred, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to do it, Jeremy.